Welcome to the Super Podcast. I am Super Marcy, and I have Stephen as my guest. Because
hello, how are you?
Yeah, well, I only ever have Stephens on this show.
That's about right.
Yes. You would hey, be... Sorry?
I was going to say, how come I'm not Super?
You're Super Stephen if you want to be.
Alright.
Well...
Yeah. Oh, maybe not now.
No. Awesome Stephen.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Well, you joined me for my two-parter podcast, which covered about 50,000 topics.
Yes. It was the most epic of your podcasts.
Yes, it was very awesome, and we covered some very, very cool things.
Like?
We talked about Drag Me to Hell, which somehow led to talking about Supernatural, which... led to talking about John Woo, which led to talking about Van Damme, which, I don't know, what else did we talk about? Lauren Avedon and...
Redcliffe.
And Shokasugi and The Expendables 2.
Sequel. Yeah.
Yeah, so we covered a wide range of topics.
Yes.
And...
we'll do that again today, rest assured.
But we can start off... we did see a movie last week, which we were both, I think, excited about, but it kind of was a little bit disappointing.
Yes, we did.
And that would be Public Enemies.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil Public Enemies.
Yeah.
Okay? But Johnny Depp gets shot in the back of the fucking head and the bullet comes out of his face. But I don't want to spoil it.
You don't want to spoil it, but if anyone goes into this movie, I think it's kind of already spoiled because it's based on an actual person, and I think it's, yeah. I don't know, if you don't really know about him, you kind of know that...
If you don't know that John Dillinger is dead...
Yeah, exactly.
Go get lost. Go watch, go watch a Hannah Montana movie.
Yeah. I think the main issue with this movie for me was it was just kind of not boring. Really eventful. Yeah, it was kind of boring. There was no real character development with John Dillinger.
I don't really think there was a reason for the movie to exist at all, really.
Yeah, they didn't do anything with it.
They reminded us that there was once a bank robber called John Dillinger.
Yeah, but they didn't...
And he was Public Enemy number one.
Yeah, but did you get that feeling from the movie that he was a Public Enemy number one, the most wanted man? I surely bloody didn't.
Well, I got the same kind of feeling from the trailer that I did the movie.
Yeah.
I could have just watched the trailer and would have got pretty much the exact same...
Yeah, but it's not
level
like...
of character development.
Yeah, but it's not like they actually portrayed him as, you know, anyone that was, worth all the effort they went to try and catch him.
Well, he wasn't really, was he? He was kind of like the showman of the gang, but he was never really the most violent.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, it was very, very underwhelming, and unfortunately, I think a couple of people dozed off during the movie when we went to
I actually did towards the end.
Yeah, it sort of held my interest, but then not really. It just kind of depended what was going on at the time.
Well, the last 20 minutes of the movie seemed to be him sitting in a movie, watching a movie,
that was
while
kind
we
of
watched him
anticlimactic, really.
Oh, it was the most boring freaking ending I've seen.
I mean,
in
I think,
long
like,
time.
The only bits I really liked was kind of like the forest shootout, because there was actually something going on.
Yeah, but what's the shootout mean when you don't give a shit about the characters
at
all?
It was just something to watch, really.
I mean, as much as Johnny Depp didn't really have much to do, Christian Bale had way less to do.
Way less to do, yeah, for sure.
He was basically just anyone, any cop.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just like, okay, you want to arrest John Dillinger,
yeah,
there you go.
And
that's his
the
that's
cops
his motivation.
Were, like, extremely stupid, and you just... There was no sympathy for them because they were just dumb.
Well, everyone in that movie was stupid. The gang was stupid. They just kept going to different places and then getting knocked off one at a time until John Dillinger gets knocked off.
Yeah,
it was like what's why should I be interested in this at all? Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, even in say, I know this is based on a true story and this is probably what happened, but that doesn't mean I want to see a movie about it. Really.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just it. It was just really, uneventful for me, and it just really poor, it was poorly written. And
yeah,
they had such good actors with nothing to do, and there was, you know, zero chemistry with the love interest. There was, yeah, like, fully clothed sex scene, which was just fucking pathetic.
I pointed that out in the cinema when it happened. It was like, okay, so they're in their own house, and they're dry humping each other.
Yeah.
It was the most ridiculous thing I ever saw.
I'm pretty sure I said out loud, Johnny, take your shirt off, and nothing happened.
Well, I love the fact that they went to all the effort of having a bathtub scene with Marianne Cotillard, and she
you didn't see
was covered
thing.
Up.
Yeah, you
like
didn't
they,
see
they did
thing.
The Austin Powers routine.
Yeah, you didn't see a thing.
Just in the way.
Yeah,
actually, I think there was a moment when she leaned up a little bit and she had no nipples, meaning she was, you know,
probably
wearing some kind of skin bodysuit.
Yeah,
it was really disappointing.
Yeah, it was. You kind of just wanted like something, but there was nothing. And
well, I thought the whole point of the digital, you know, recording, the digital cinematography was to make it seem like you were there and everything was realistic.
Yeah, but do you know what it felt like? And someone pointed this out when we saw it. Some of the way it was filmed was like it was cops. And I said, yeah, it's like cops in the 1930s, and it just did not freaking match the movie whatsoever.
It was during low levels of light in the movie that every now and then the cinematography would go excruciatingly bad.
Yeah.
It would look like a home video that some students made.
Yeah, it really did, and it seriously did not fit that kind of movie.
Well, during the daytime scenes, I thought it worked really well. It kind of felt like you were there. Like
I wasn't a fan of it.
That's fair enough. But I understood his reasoning for using it.
Yeah, but I thought that kind of worked like with Miami Vice, but not with something that was like set in the 1930s.
Well, that's the thing. It did in a way. Like I thought it looked good. I thought it was instead of it being like a typical period film, it did look like you were at street level with these guys walking around, which was cool. The only thing that I didn't like about it is when it became digital looking because of the low light levels.
It kind of became
blurry and video looking.
Yeah, it had like three different styles in like one scene, and that just kind of didn't really work for me either.
Yeah, but I loved Miami Vice though. I thought Miami Vice was fantastic.
Yeah,
but it suited Miami Vice.
I haven't actually watched all of it because I could not get into it. I do want to try and watch it again, but I think I was just in the wrong mood to watch it, and I just couldn't get into it at all.
No, I adore that movie. Everything about it, just from the very opening, how it was handled, and the fact that they all talk with each other in shorthand like real professionals would. It just felt really slick.
I like Michael Mann a lot, and I was really hoping to like Public Enemies. But I didn't really love it. I thought it was okay at best.
A lot of people were saying that this was kind of like a new Heat. That they, you know, he was trying to top Heat.
Yeah,
he had the cops on one side, the villains on the other.
Yeah, but Heat is just something else, really.
Heat is brilliant, but also it has smart characters. Like, you actually care about the characters in Heat.
Definitely. But there was no freaking character development. It was like, you're supposed to know already. Well, we don't really know all that much if you're not into learning about who the man was.
But even if you were, there's nothing to even like about
there.
John Depp in that movie.
Yeah, not really. There's.
I was about 10 minutes into the movie when I said to my friends, I just turned and said, man, I just hope Johnny Depp gets killed quickly. And I really didn't like him at all. I didn't feel like he was that charismatic. I just thought he was a bit of a jerk, and I thought that the cops were boring, and it's just...
Yeah, the cops were terrible. Like, you're supposed to root for the cops, but you're not, and it was just, thumbs down on the cops. It was kind of funny, though. I didn't really know who was in this movie, and it was kind of funny to see someone like Stephen Dorff was in it, and, like...
He was reprising his role from The Gate.
Oh,
I believe his character leaves halfway through the film to dig a hole in his backyard.
I also noticed there was quite a few Aussie faces in there. Like
David Wenham.
David Wenham, and there was Jason Clarke, who is on Brotherhood.
I don't know him.
He was the guy that brought Johnny Depp in at the beginning. He was like the first guy you see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten, really.
Yeah. There was a few other people, but at the moment I can't remember, but I thought that was kind of cool. There was a few Aussies in there, but, you know.
A lot of people made a big deal about Stephen Graham's performance in it, how he was all wild and psycho.
I wasn't buying it.
He played a one-dimensional wild psycho
dude.
That was it.
Scenery
chewing. He was basically just the 1930s cliche of smash, smash,
eh? Yeah, exactly.
He was kind of just like running around calling people mugs. Like, hey there, yeah, your mug. It was like, are you serious? This is good? I don't understand.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I love Stephen Graham.
It was underwhelming.
Have you seen This Is England?
I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see it.
This Is England is fantastic. I think it was my favourite movie of that year when it came out.
Yeah, that actually reminded me. I was at Blockbuster today, and I was thinking about getting that movie, but then I got sidetracked and forgot all about it, so I'll get it next time.
Come on, tell us what you ended up renting.
I ended up renting... Well, that's for the, like, new releases.
Yeah.
I got the Friday the 13th, the remake, which I watched because I was doing my homework from last time.
Aww.
Which I thought that was... I thought it was alright. It was exactly what I wanted out of that kind of movie.
Yeah.
And I think people that go into this kind of movie expecting something else and then complain about it can go to hell because it's a freaking slasher movie. It's not fucking rocket science. Get over it.
Exactly. It's just all it is. These movies work well because they simply are working from pure instinct. Like,
yeah.
You go into that movie and you're just there to jump at the, like, you know, when it wants you to jump.
Well, I was pretty much there to watch Jason slash up annoying freaking characters, which is what I got. So,
it's good. It's like therapy in a way. You kind of, you know, you get it all out. You're like, finally, someone's murdering annoying teenagers.
Yeah, well, that's it. And it had, like, well, it had a lot of just their nudity, but there was one bit in particular which was pretty cool.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah, I think everyone who's seen the movie remembers that scene.
Well, like, it comprises about the last third of the movie.
Yeah.
So. it's awesome.
Yeah, well, I also watched, just now I finished watching 100 Feet, which it is a movie by Eric Red, who...
That's the one that stars John Fallon, right?
Yes, he's in at the beginning, and that was very cool.
The Arrow.
Yes, The Arrow. Cool. Everyone knows I love the dude, and I love that website, and it's very cool to see him in a movie.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, and the movie itself wasn't too bad. It's kind of like a weird ghost story sort of thing. Like, it's got Famke Janssen in it, and she's, like, trapped in her house, and there's weird ghosts. And, yeah. I won't say too much because I don't want to spoil it, because it's best if you don't really know.
Okay.
Other movies I grabbed, I was going to watch the Halloween remake because I haven't actually seen it yet. So,
Rob Zombie.
Yes, I'll be watching that.
Always a unique experience.
Yes.
With Rob Zombie.
Well,
see, I adore Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
I freaking love that movie.
Yeah.
And while Halloween is a step down from that, I still kind of... I mean, I love the first Halloween, the original Halloween.
Yeah.
But
I think everyone does.
A lot of people kind of despised Rob Zombie's remake based purely on the fact that it's sacrilege to the original Halloween, but I don't really care. Like,
oh, I'm open to
fair enough.
See it, so.
I like
Rob Zombie, so I'll give it a chance. It's just taken me, you know, 2 years to do it.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to see it for, like, that long. I can't think of what else I got now. I've gone completely blank. I think I got some, like, weeklies of stuff that I've been meaning to catch up on.
Yeah.
So, I can't actually remember what they are, but...
Who else completely blank?
Who's what?
You know who else went completely blank?
Who? What?
Christian Bale in Public Enemies.
Yes. Well, actually, what was your rating? Like 2 out of 5? And I think I gave it 3 out of 5 for Public Enemies.
Yeah, I mean, that's way too... I doesn't deserve 3 out of 5, no way.
Well, I was being a little more generous. I didn't fall asleep.
Yeah, but I'd like a little bit. Every now and then, my head would drop and I'd have to wake up and try and slap myself back into, into reality.
Now, on Monday, you went and saw... Well, actually, you went to the premiere of the one movie that I'm so dying to see... And
Spaceballs.
Yes.
No, wait. You mean Inglourious Basterds?
I mean Inglourious Basterds, and you're the bastard who was, like, a couple of rows away from the man himself, Quentin Tarantino.
Technically, I had better seats than Quentin Tarantino. That's how great it was.
Fuck you, bitch.
Well, it was insane. It was pretty much the best cinema-going experience I've ever had.
Well, considering he was in the crowd, I mean, you could have been watching someone take a dump on the screen and it probably would have been amazing.
Oh, it was insane. Like, okay, I'll run you down through the evening.
Yeah, without any spoilers.
We got there in Sydney on Market Street.
Yeah.
And the whole footpath was closed off, like it was tapered off.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh shit, how the hell are we gonna get in? Then we saw that there was an entrance to walk through the red carpet.
Oh.
No joke. We walked down the red carpet to get into the building, right?
Yeah.
With reporters and stuff on the side, and photographers.
Did you get your photo taken?
No.
Oh, damn.
But it was as close to an entourage moment as I've ever had.
Oh, really?
Pretty damn awesome, yeah. It was so cool.
So you were kind of like Johnny Drama.
Yeah, no, I was like Turtle.
Turtle.
that was the way I was dressed, anyway.
Oh, really?
But it was great. And then we walked into this theater, and it's the State Theater is absolutely gorgeous. You go in there, and it's just epic, right?
Yeah.
And we bought tickets so late and somehow managed to get tickets in the fifth row.
Yeah, that's insane, because the premiere in Melbourne sold out in 5 minutes online. And
yeah, we waited like a week and a half.
Yeah.
We just bought tickets. Not only that, right, we bought tickets in two groups of friends.
Yeah.
And one group of friends bought it one day, and then the next group of the friends bought it the next day.
That's
and
crazy.
Our tickets, our assigned seating, our numbers were right next to each other.
That's even more crazy.
The same row. Mm. I don't know how the hell that happened, but it was like destiny or something.
Yeah, well, for you, not for me. I got to miss out.
Okay, so then David Stratton came out to introduce Quentin Tarantino and Diane Kruger and Christoph Waltz, and it was awesome. He did a little funny story about Tarantino and the first time they met in Cannes.
Yeah,
I think it was, or the Sundance Film Festival might have been. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but it was great. And then Tarantino came out like with this, the greatest leather jacket of all time.
Oh, really?
It had red flames up one of the arms.
Oh, my God.
It looked incredible. It looked like some kind of badass Ghost Rider jacket or something. I don't know. But he was awesome. He came out and said that he absolutely loves Australia.
Yeah.
And that he actually coined the term Ozploitation.
Yes.
He said if his mother had never met his father, and he was never born, that term would not exist at all. So he was quite proud of that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then the movie came on, mm-hmm. and I have to admit, straight away, I knew this movie was going to be awesome, right?
Yeah.
By the end of it, it was guaranteed to be my best movie of the year so far. I don't know what's going to top it.
Yeah, either it's going to be.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking forward to. Is Where the Wild Things Are going to come out this year?
I have no idea, but knowing Australia, probably not.
If it does, well, that's going to be it. Or Avatar.
Yeah.
And there is a chance I'm going to be getting a pass to see 24 minutes of Avatar in about a week and a half.
Oh, because they are showing that on IMAX or something.
Yeah, just a preview.
Just a preview,
There's like an exclusive screening. I think I might be getting a ticket, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, just rub it in my face.
You got to come to Sydney, you got to live in Sydney.
Mm. That's the way I don't know, be. Melbourne's starting to be the happening place, but no, our tickets sell out in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I've got the connections, like
yeah.
I think this is for some kind of competition for Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
But we'll see, I think I've got a connection and it's going to get me something. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway,
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Brilliant. 5 stars.
I cannot wait to see it. I'm going to go in a couple of weeks when it comes out.
Yep. I'm going to be seeing it again straight away as well.
Yeah, well, I'm going with a group of people who I went to see Public Enemies with, so see if third time lucky with these group outings that we've had. But I cannot see myself hating this movie because I've absolutely loved every single Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
And well, I'm just so excited to see this movie.
He's kind of mastered his style in this one, I think. Like, yeah. His other movies are already, like, incredible, and Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown, they're just perfect, right?
Yeah.
But in this one, he's kind of gone through this You know how he's got, you know how he's famous for his scenes of long dialogue?
Yeah.
Well, this movie is comprised of five acts with lots of dialogue that kind of builds and builds until it gets to boiling point.
Yeah.
And then it just, and then it just becomes awesome, and then the next chapter comes along and it kind of tops the last chapter.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to explain, but that's kind of...
Well, I'm really excited.
Yeah. A couple of the acts, a couple of the acts only take place over, like one act. The first act is only one really long scene.
Yeah.
And then I think it was the third or fourth act in the bar that takes just one scene, but it's incredible, and the dialogue is fantastic. Mm. It's a hilarious. This movie is easily his funniest movie that he's made. Yeah. Brad Pitt is... Yeah.
I'm like jumping out of my skin just hearing about it. I was going to ask you how Brad Pitt was in the movie.
He is hilarious. He's the funniest he's been since he played One Punch Mickey in Snatch. And it's kind of one of those roles where it's not like an Oscar role or anything, but it's just so perfect and hilarious.
Yeah.
That he steals the film because of it. But actually, the best actor in the movie was the person who played Colonel Landa. Christopher Waltz.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. He's such an amazing find. I don't know how they found him, but...
Yeah. Well, I have to ask, and don't break my heart.
Yep.
How was Eli Roth, who I have a really creepy, sick obsession with?
Okay. Eli Roth was fine.
Yeah.
But his voice doesn't suit Tarantino's dialogue.
Okay.
He really looked the part, though, and looked really cool.
Okay.
So you can be okay with that.
Yeah, but
when he spoke, it just kind of didn't sound right.
Okay.
He didn't have the same effect on the audience as other all the actors did.
But I'll be alright with looking at him?
Oh, yeah, totally. He looks pretty damn cool in the movie.
Okay.
And he gets it, he's... I kind of want to spoil it for you.
No.
Another person who turned out to be excellent in the movie was Til Schweiger.
Yeah.
He's the German actor
who
is in such outstanding cinematic masterpieces as Far Cry, the movie by Uwe Boll. I don't know how the hell he went from that to Inglourious
Basterds. I don't know.
And made such an incredible transition.
I didn't think people survived one of those movies.
Well, they did.
Well, he did anyway.
And he was incredible in it. He was so good. He hardly says anything the entire movie, but his facial expressions alone.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'll be seeing it in a couple of weeks, and I'm sure I will love it.
Yes, you will.
And going back to actually movies that I got from Blockbuster, I finally watched Not Quite Hollywood, which... has Quentin Tarantino talking about Ozploitation.
Yes. That's probably my favourite documentary about movies ever.
That was pretty freaking impressive, I have to say.
I think I've tracked down, since watching that movie, I've tracked down about 25 of the movies in that on DVD.
That's insane. I'm going to start doing that now, because I was just so like... Wow, I really want to see a lot of these movies, and some I have seen, but I just cannot freaking remember them that well, and I'd like to see again.
Name a couple of the ones you want to see, and I'll tell you if they're any good, or if I've seen them.
Yeah, well, I mean, the main one, there was, what's it called, Patrick, but I know I've seen it.
Yeah.
But I want to see it again, because I don't remember it well.
I just bought Patrick and the other movie, Felicity, this
year.
Yeah,
I would love to see that. That looked really amazing.
Felicity?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty much just nudity and, you know, sexual escapades.
Yeah.
It kind of plays out like an Emmanuel film with an Australian kind of twist.
Well, actually, watching Not Quite Hollywood, I was just like, hey, there's like bush boobs and cock in this movie.
Yeah.
they showed, like, some pretty awesome bits from some of these movies.
I know. It makes you want to watch all of them.
Yeah.
I want to see Australia After Dark.
Yeah.
Because that's something that fascinates me, is kind of the whole King's Cross's dirty underbelly in the 70s.
Yeah.
All that sleaziness. I really like that. I want to see more about that.
I think
that.
I pretty much just want to see everything that was in there. Like, it's just kind of like... Everything just kind of had some kind of appeal that I wanted to see it, because I do like you know, exploitation movies, and I do like...
We both do.
Yeah, I mean, I do like all those kinds of movies that they showed, but I haven't seen all that many Aussie ones, so it might be time to start showing this country some more love.
There's a couple of DVD packs you can get.
Yeah.
And they have a whole bunch of the movies in them.
Yeah, because I think Stone, Turkey I know Shoot I've was, seen.
Yeah, Stone's a classic. That's one of the more popular ones on there. But Turkey Shoot is awesome.
That looks incredible.
Yeah,
that really was great. Does.
I was a little disappointed by Man from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It looks really awesome. It has some great stunts in that.
Yeah,
But it's a little bit boring how the way it plays out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked like something I'd probably want to check out. And I might still check it out if I can. What was that Jamie Lee Curtis one? I'm pretty sure. I don't know
Road
if I've
Games.
Seen it. Yeah, I feel like I've seen it, but I don't know.
That's a great movie.
It's weird because it looks so familiar, but I'm just not sure if I actually did see it or not.
With Stacey Keach.
Yeah, Stacey Keach, yeah.
That was a great movie. It's really kind of like a small little Hitchcockian thriller.
Yeah.
And it's really great, actually. I enjoyed the hell out of that movie.
Yeah, well,
even though the main stars are both American.
Yeah, I want to track that down.
Yeah, it's in one of those packs that I bought.
Yeah.
Another one that was great was, what's it called?
I don't know, you tell me.
the one where nature fights back at them. Like, there's a couple that goes out on a kind of camping trip. And nature just goes off at them, goes crazy. Oh, it was really good. I can't remember what it's called, but it has like a zombie dugong in it.
Oh, okay. they talked about like Razorback, which I think everyone's seen.
Yeah, Razorback's great.
I mean, that's a classic. I haven't seen it for a long time.
I wouldn't even go as far as to call that Ozploitation because it's kind of more high quality than that in a way.
I'd know I've seen, like, The Howling 3, like, a long time ago, and it's so freaking awful.
That movie is incredible. I love that movie.
I don't even have words to describe it.
Like, my friends and I used to crack up because the guy from the Bow Repair ads...
Oh, no.
And this is one bit where he just goes, "Bullshit!" And we all pissed ourselves laughing every time.
But, definitely going to have to track down Ozploitation.
What's another one that's really good? There was this one. It was kind of like a Mad Max type of movie that featured Simon Beisley.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of what it's called. Totally forgotten.
Well, that movie was pretty good, and it's funny because we were watching it, and Mel Gibson has, like, a blink-and-you'll-miss role in that movie.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about it a while ago, but I can't remember the title. Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember it now either for some reason.
So, what, like, just in general with exploitation, what are some of your, like, favourite exploitation movies of all time?
Well... It depends what kind of exploitation it is, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I love blaxploitation. I have a huge fondness for,
I know that.
Dolomite.
Which I haven't seen, but I know about.
It's absolutely hilarious. One of the most inept movies ever.
What else is there?
I love Coffee with...
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier. It's an awesome movie. It's basically Pam Grier... running around, getting her huge breasts out, and shooting drug dealers.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Yeah. It's been a while. I think it was that one that I saw, like, a long time ago. But she's done quite a few.
Yeah, like Foxy Brown and all those.
I think
Coffee was better than Foxy Brown, though. Mm. And, have you ever seen Cannibal Holocaust?
I have seen it. I do have it somewhere.
I don't know, do you reckon you'd call that an exploitation movie?
Yeah, I kind of would.
It's kind of ahead of its times. I mean,
feel. Yeah, I mean, this is where all those kind of fake documentary film movies took their cue from, really.
Yeah.
But probably would say it is, yeah.
I have a fondness for those old cannibal movies from the 80s.
Yeah, like Cannibal...
Ferox,
which has, like, the coolest... freaking poster ever.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm definitely going to have to feature on my blog because I don't think I've done it yet.
This is speaking of Emmanuel movies from earlier, there was an Emmanuel movie about cannibals as well.
Cannibals.
Yeah, it was like Emmanuel and the Cannibals or the Island of the Cannibals, something. Yeah. No joke. And those movies are just great. I love that genre.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Ilsa, a She-Wolf of the SS?
That is one I haven't seen, and I cannot track down, and I really want to see it. I've read so much about it, heard so much about it, I haven't seen it.
Well, there's a whole dying. Series of Ilsa
movies.
I know. And I've only seen that one, but basically the plot...
I want to see them so badly.
The plot is, Ilsa is like a Gestapo or an SSA officer, and she really wants to have an orgasm, so she keeps getting all these... all these people to... She tortures them.
Yeah.
And what she does is she picks one to have sex with, and if that person can't bring her to climax. She will cut off their penis.
Yeah, charming woman.
Yeah, she's not very pleasant.
Yeah.
But there is one guy who manages to do it, because he's got this secret, not secret, but very special ability to hold it in indefinitely. He can just keep going if he just keeps his mind on it.
Yeah.
And she wants him. She keeps him alive. But there's a whole... They've got like a secret, sinister plot to overthrow Ilsa, which is incredible. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's... Yeah, definitely go out and get that.
I'm still trying to track it down, and hopefully I will.
So much tits and bush and ass. And
yes. Well, a lot of these movies have lots of tits and bush.
Well, if they didn't, they wouldn't be exploiting anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, my personal favourite, exploitation, is really like one of the worst movies you'll ever see.
Yep.
But it's, you know, in that respect, it's amazing. It's called Black Alley Cats, which I know you haven't seen.
I want to see
and
this.
And I wish I could somehow magically give you a copy, but it's really hard to find.
Yeah.
It's basically like, it's supposed to be like a revenge movie. And it's got a bunch of girls, and at the start, obviously, they get attacked and raped by a group of brutal men. That actual scene's not as brutal as some other ones from other movies, but this sets them up to take martial arts lessons practically in the nude. You see lots of bush flying around, and yeah. it's definitely interesting. And then like they kind of go around and try to teach all the bad people a lesson, and in the meantime one of the girls is getting abused by this couple of sex crazed maniacs.
Yeah.
Pretty much what they are. And they end up going to go get their revenge on those people, but there's a lot of softcore sex in it. There's a lot of nudity. There's like a shower scene with a fight, and there's like a lesbian headmistress in there somewhere as well.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty much sums up every exploitation.
Yeah.
There's always a lesbian headmistress.
Yeah. There's always something like that. And
I don't know if you've seen Bear Behind Bars or Amazon Jail.
I haven't seen them. I've watched the trailers.
Yeah, but that's always like the lesbian official that uses the women, and it's just like, it's just pandering to people who love to see lesbians, but it's great.
Because there's still just like so much entertainment value there. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but that, Black Alley Cat's my personal favourite.
I have to see that.
Yeah, there's also a really perverted doctor in there. I forgot about that.
Of course.
One.
There's always a perverted doctor.
There's always a perverted doctor. There's also that as well. Unfortunately, it's a very hard movie to find, but I think somewhere on the interwebs, someone sells it.
We'll be tracking that down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like more well-known ones are like Last House on the Left.
That's kind of a debate, I think. I don't know if those should really be classified as exploitation.
Well, it kind of is, in a way.
I mean, I think they were just cheap movies, but I think the people that made them, like, say... I think Wes Craven actually had a reason behind making that movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was trying to comment on society a little bit.
Yeah, at the time
It was a bit more than just... Like, much of the nudity and sex in that is not pleasant at all. It's not like... You wouldn't go there to get your fill of tits and bush.
No, this
like
is just more
horrified.
Like... This is more like just straight out violence.
Yeah.
Brutality.
Yeah.
But
although, you know, I would say that I Spit on Your Grave is an exploitation movie.
Yeah, that's pretty full on.
They build it on the posters as the female deliverance, which is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Because I remember John Voight walking around naked for the last third of his movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe Burt Reynolds, that would have been pretty fun.
I don't know. I don't remember Deliverance being anything really like I Spit on Your Grave.
Well, it has the fact that they get raped and then they...
Yeah, but yeah, the rape scene in Deliverance doesn't last as long as the rape scene in Spit on Your Grave.
The rape scene in I Spit on Your Grave lasts about 25 minutes.
It's like 30 minutes long and there's, I think, four guys...
And then she gets back away from them, gets back to her house, and then they come back and do it again.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
it is like one of the hardest movies to watch because it's pretty, like, it was full on. It's not, it doesn't look fake, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but I think there's been some more extreme type movies in that regard.
Yeah, but this is more like, that was kind of a bit more main, well, it's not really mainstream, but it's more well known.
Yeah.
Then a lot of other movies.
One of the most notorious of those kind of
movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that just makes it all the more satisfying when she gets revenge on them all.
Yeah, well, I was cheering for it.
You know, she was actually Buster Keaton's great niece or great granddaughter.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Camille
actually.
Keaton, I think her name.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty funny how.
Mm.
I wonder if he'd be proud of her performance in that movie.
I don't know, but she was pretty full on in that movie.
Well,
she went
all the way, so I commend her for not pussying out on the details.
Yeah, well, she did everything in this movie.
Yeah.
It was not an easy movie to do.
Yeah. Okay, other exploitation movies. I'm a huge fan of Troma. Have you seen any Troma movies?
I've seen Troma movies.
I am a huge fan of Lloyd Kaufman and just Troma movies in general. Some of them are obviously a lot better than others.
Well, I think one of the ones that I saw and I just... I just have the most mixed feelings about this movie would be Toxic Avenger.
Toxic Avenger is an absolute classic.
It is incredible.
It is like, not saying that it's a masterpiece.
No, it's just...
But it is.
It's
so
amazing
classic.
In how shit it is.
Oh,
it's pure shit, and it's just an unbelievable thing to watch.
I don't know, I think it's funny, it's got like an elephant man kind of...
It's absolutely fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's a guy wearing a tutu.
Yeah, I mean, it's so freaking ridiculous, and it's just so crap that... I mean, I laughed a lot in this movie, but I just fucking thought it was just a big piece of shit, really.
Oh, no, I have to disagree there. I absolutely adore those movies, and I think that they're the only company nowadays that really do make real exploitation movies.
Not saying that there's anything wrong with that, I just was just, like, blown away.
To me, it's the kind of enjoyable shit that I really like. But it's...
I mean, I got a lot out of it. I pissed myself. There was, like... I don't know if it's sort of near the beginning or in the middle, where this chick's getting off to...
pictures of the person they ran over.
Yeah, that's right. They ran over someone. And it's just like...
A kid on a bike.
This is charming.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, you really have to hate those villains, like...
Oh, yeah. You really wanted them to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the acting is on its own level of crap.
It's just
amazing,
kind of half,
like... Yeah.
That's half the charm of a Troma movie.
Yeah, it's just amazing in just how it is.
Their most recent movie, Poltergeist,
yeah,
is so damn hilarious. You really have to see
it. I actually saw the trailer to that. I wanted to see it.
There's a bit towards the end where all the chicken zombies bust in through the door and just annihilate everyone in the store, right? And it's kind of like one of the most epic... the movie turns into this huge massacre where all these chickens are just destroying people, but killing them in a way that people normally kill chickens or do stuff. Like, one guy gets his head cracked open like an egg and his brains get fried like scrambled eggs. And it's so great.
Yeah.
It really is awesome. You have to see it.
Yeah, that's one I actually thought looked pretty fucking funny and I wanted to see it.
And Terra Firma. Yeah, if you have a chance, get Terra Firma, because that's a slasher movie.
Yeah.
A whodunit slasher movie that is not only hilarious and has actual commentary about the state of cinema, but it's also got an incredible amount of tits and arse and bush.
Okay.
And gory, really gory. one of the first deaths in it is a pregnant woman sunbathing.
Yeah.
And the killer comes up, sticks his hand in her obviously fake stomach, and tears out an obviously fake fetus.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's horrible. It's horrible because it looks so damn
so fake. Yeah.
It becomes hilarious.
Ah. Well, that's the point, because they look so ridiculous that it's just hilarious.
Or there's a grotesque fat guy who gets eaten by an the escalators?
Yeah.
He gets destroyed.
No.
It looks so ridiculous.
I'm so freaked out of escalators.
Yeah, you have to see it. It's really great.
Okay. I'll remember those.
And it actually has great comedy in it as well.
Yeah, I'll remember to watch those.
Yeah.
For sure. What else have you been watching?
What have I been watching? Well, earlier today I watched The Breakfast Club.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, as John Hughes passed away, I felt I needed to watch some of his movies.
I was going to watch The Breakfast Club, and I ended up forgetting and went to Blockbuster.
No! Don't you
forget about me.
That movie. You can't forget about that movie.
No,
it's incredible.
I'll probably watch it later.
I just loved it. I was watching it again.
It's a great
really
movie.
Classic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's always copied, but nothing compares to the original.
No, I love it all. It's just so... Like, the performances are really heartfelt, and...
Yeah.
It was a definitive teen movie at the time.
Yeah, and I think I remember watching it in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember one time I watched it when there was a triple bill on TV. They actually had, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Was the first movie they played. Then right after that, they played Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Mm. And then right after that, at like 3 in the morning, they played Breakfast Club.
Mm. I think
it was awesome.
The last John Hughes movie I saw was Uncle Buck.
Really?
Yeah, which was, I think it was a couple of months ago, it was on TV.
That was one that I wanted to watch this weekend, but I don't actually own it.
Yeah, I don't have it either. It was on TV, but that's a good one. I really like that movie.
I love Uncle Buck.
It was a classic from my childhood years. Yeah. And the other one, I don't think I've got it. I think I had it on video, but I don't have it anymore. It was Weird Science, because I love Weird Science.
You know, last time I watched Weird Science, it didn't actually hold up so well.
I haven't watched it for a while, but...
I'll admit that it's a teen classic from the 80s,
it's still just ridiculous fun.
It didn't really hold up so well.
It has
well.
Robert Downey Jr. in a very early movie role.
Yeah, that it did.
Mm. And Bill Paxton, too.
Yeah, Bill Paxton as the brother.
As the brother, Chet, yeah.
Yeah.
16 Candles, yeah.
That's a great movie, but I've watched it about 100 times. I was going to watch it again this weekend, but
yeah.
I watched it fairly recently, so...
Yeah.
I'll probably
these movies get the piss taken out of them in Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, but basically...
It's really funny, though.
It's good. It's not too bad, that one, but those guys that made that really went downhill, like, big time after that. They're the same people that made Disaster Movie. And
yeah, I mean, I don't know, that was like one of the only decent send-up movies.
You reckon?
Of recent times.
I think
aside
the last
from, like, Scary Movie was good.
I reckon the last really good one was High School High with John Lovitz.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was great. I watched that so many times in high school.
Yeah, and it still holds up really well, but my favourite send-up movie of all time is National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
I love that. I haven't seen it for so long.
I watch it maybe once
great.
Every year,
and
it holds up so well.
I watch that all the time in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, it's classic.
It's absolutely classic.
It is
every line
awesome.
In that movie is great.
Yeah, so what else have you watched besides The Breakfast Club?
I watched The Departed the other day.
Yeah.
Just picked that up on Blu-ray for very cheap.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Great
and
movie.
That's a great movie, too. Hmm. Do you reckon Scorsese should have won for that movie or another movie from recent times?
My favourite movie that he's done, I think, would probably be Raging Bull.
That's a great movie.
And I
like my favourite of his movie, and it's one of my favourite movies of all time,
Yeah.
Probably my first or like myself. I said it's my second favorite movie of all time is Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I was gonna say that and Taxi Driver.
I'm surprised.
I mean, at least he won, but
those
were probably more deserving.
I think The Aviator was more deserving than The Departed in a way.
Mm.
I thought The Aviator was fantastic.
Mm.
You don't like it?
No, it's alright. There's nothing wrong with it. But, I don't know, I just kind of, more feeling for maybe some of the older ones.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, he's been nominated, like, every movie that he's made recently has been nominated for Best Picture.
But at least he won and he got his award.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it was the most obvious, who was going to win because of who presented the award.
Yeah, they come out with Francis Ford Coppola and Steven Spielberg and George Lucas.
Yeah, it's like, I think the award we know goes to win.
Yeah,
and the award goes to Marcy. Yeah.
You wish. yeah, well, okay. I watched that. What about you? What have you been watching besides the movies?
Besides from today, I've been watching my amazingly awesome No Retreat, No Surrender anthology pack.
Yes, because based on whose recommendation?
Well, you found it on eBay for me at a very nice price.
Yes.
And
it's worth every dollar.
Oh, it is the best. I have watched King of the Kickboxers like 2 or 3 times already.
Well, that movie is awesome.
It is so amazing. I seriously, if anyone hates that movie, there's something wrong with them.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the fight scenes are excellent.
They are.
Lauren Everett is awesome.
He's amazing.
Well, and I think he's amazing because he added us as friends on Facebook.
Yes, he did. We are friends with him on Facebook.
I still have my email in my Hotmail that says, Lauren Everett has accepted your friend request.
Yeah.
I refuse to delete it.
Yeah.
It's just going to stay there.
The most amazing fact I found from King of the Kickboxers was that experts agreed that King of the Kickboxers has some of the most brilliant martial arts fight scenes ever filmed.
Well, I want to know.
Can you beat that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that statement, but I want to know who these experts are. Like, how does one become an expert?
I don't know.
I feel I'm pretty qualified for it.
Mm. I also watched the first No Retreat, No Surrender again, which was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be watching it a few more times next week.
I don't forget Low Retreat, No Surrender 2.
Yes, I was going to say, I did watch those. I hadn't seen that one before, and I hadn't seen the third one, but I don't know why they're sequels, because one's called Raging Thunder, the other one's called Blood Brothers.
Yes.
They just happen to have Lauren Avedon in them.
Yeah.
And I seriously, I'm developing like a really huge crush on Lauren Avedon now.
He's great.
Yeah.
But, I think, yeah, part 2 is really good.
Yeah, that was kind of like a martial arts movie meets Rambo.
Yeah.
It really was. It was so cool.
And it had Cynthia Rothrock in it.
It did. It did indeed.
Which reminds me, did you see that the latest episode of Robot Chicken had Jean-Claude Van Damme and Cynthia Rothrock in it?
I haven't seen it. I'll have to see it now.
It was their actual voices as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to track that down.
Yeah, it was kind of like them starring in a reimagining of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
Van Damme kicks everyone's asses.
Yeah, well, he does. He kicks everyone's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how amazing is Blood Brothers, No Retreat, No Surrender 3?
Well, I love that movie.
I was blown away by that movie. Oh, my God.
Do you reckon that one's better than Raging Thunder?
I do.
Really?
I do. I
like them both, but I really have a soft spot for Raging Thunder.
I just was blown away by this relationship of the brothers, and when their father gets killed, their grieving scene was unlike anything I have ever seen in my life.
That's a great scene.
It's amazing. My jaw dropped. I just could not believe it. I could not believe what I was seeing and hearing in that scene. Truly one of the greatest scenes ever.
It was great. I really like it. I like the guy that plays his brother.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He is something else, really.
What was his name?
I can't remember. I mean, no one beats Lauren Avedon because he's the best. But, Yeah, that guy, the brother, amazing. Like,
I can't think of his name.
No, neither can I.
He's in another movie that I saw recently, because I don't know if you've seen him yet, but watch the trailers.
Yeah.
On those movies. On those DVDs, sorry, there's trailers for other, like, martial arts movies from the 90s.
Yeah.
Which looks fantastic. Oh, and I ended up tracking down a couple of them.
I don't know what his name is.
It's Keith Vitale.
Okay.
He was in a movie. He's actually in American Kickboxer, which I saw many years ago.
Yeah.
But he's also in Super Fights, which is one of the trailers Wait, after this podcast, go watch the trailers on any one of those discs.
Yeah.
And there's a movie called Super Fights, and it is absolutely incredible.
According to IMDb, he had a role in Revenge of the Ninja.
Really?
Apparently, he did. And Revenge of the Ninja is a Shokusugi movie, which is amazing. But I don't remember him in there, so I'll have to watch that again.
Well, I'm currently tracking down Ninja 3, The Domination.
Oh, man, Ninja 3, The Domination. You seriously cannot go wrong with these movies.
No way.
They're the most amazing movies.
I'm so much more interested in that new ninja movie. What's it called again?
Ninja Assassin.
Ninja Assassin.
It has Shokusugi in it.
Now that I know that it's got Shokusugi in it, I'm much
seriously had no idea you didn't know he was in it. The main reason I'm excited about this movie is because he's in it.
Yeah, well, that's good, because... Because up until then, I was a little bit iffy still. I know that it's James McTeague and the Wachowski brothers and all that.
Yeah.
But I was still a little
bit... You weren't sold on it yet.
It looks a little too modern with lots of CG and stuff. And
yeah, but it's kind of like my Shokusugi.
I kind of like my ninja movies to have
Shokusugi.
Just guys wearing those old ninja outfits, old 80s ninja outfit, and have no fighting skill whatsoever.
Yeah.
Always some white guy with a beard, and he's a ninja. That's what I kind of wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks good, and Rain looks pretty good in it as well.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the movies I am anticipating.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Ninja Assassin.
Well, okay, now that I've seen Inglourious Basterds and I know that it's my favourite movie of the year,
yeah,
I have to decide what my most anticipated movie of the year is for the rest of the year.
Well, mine is Inglourious Basterds at the moment.
Okay.
What else is supposed to be coming out?
Well, Avatar is going to be great.
Definitely. That's going to be a must-see.
I'm looking forward to Sherlock Holmes as well.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely nothing like what Sherlock Holmes is supposed to look like.
Yeah, but...
But it looks like an incredibly fun movie.
It looks like it'll be, a lot of fun.
Guy Ritchie...
Yeah.
...doing a big, big action-type movie.
Yeah, I mean...
And I absolutely love Robert Downey Jr., so...
Yeah, me too. So, I mean, well... Yeah, I was going to say Iron Man 2, but that's out next year.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Very excited for that, but that's next year.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, the new trailer, seriously, that blew me away.
I can't wait for that movie.
That just looked really so... I mean, it just really looked really beautiful.
Yeah.
I have to say.
How they've... the music, how they had the Arcade Fire music on the trailer just really suits it.
Yeah.
Can you believe District 9 is out this week?
I was going to say, District 9, actually... pretty much was sold with all the stuff with Comic-Con.
I didn't like the first trailer, the one with the fake documentary kind of style with it. Interviewing people and it's really fake-looking.
Yeah.
I was a bit, like put off by that.
Mm.
And I hate the part where they interview the alien and
they've
got his face blurred out. As if someone's going to recognize a alien.
Yeah, I know.
they're asking these questions in English. And the aliens were coming back blah, blah, blah. And they just keep asking him questions again,
You
obviously don't understand what he's going to tell you, so what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I know, it was ridiculous, but...
It was ridiculous,
after
but
all the good
next
press,
trailer that I saw...
But after all the good
the
press...
The next trailer I saw, it looked incredible.
Yeah, I mean, after all the good press, people, it's exciting.
People have come out of the Comic-Con screening saying that it was one of the greatest movies they've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And I've heard people say that the special effects are better than Avatar.
Yeah, I read that as well.
I think it's going to be that they're more subtle.
Mm.
perhaps.
I'd actually didn't know that it was a short movie a few years ago. So it's based on a short movie. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the movie that Neil Blomkamp made back in the day. It was just a short film called...
I actually had no idea. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, that's the movie that they had got heaps of interest for him to direct Halo, the movie. Mm. And Peter Jackson was a real big component of trying to get him to make the movie, but because of stupid studio politics, it never happened.
Yeah. What else have we got?
Let's see. Jennifer's Body.
Oh, yeah. That looked like a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I'm a big Diablo Cody fan. Yeah. And I want to see Megan Fox.
I just want to see Megan Fox as a demon thing. And
it looks really funny.
It just looks fun, really. I also really want to see Moon, which I think's out in October.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With Sam Rockwell, who's pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah. Duncan Jones directing.
Yeah.
He's Bowie's son. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yes, so that's another one I'm really looking forward to. And what's I've gone blank. The Terry Gilliam movie that has Heath Ledger's performance.
Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah. I saw the trailer yesterday and I was just like, whoa.
I don't know. For me, I really like Terry Gilliam, but he's very hit and miss for me.
Mm.
I love Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I love
Talk Monkeys. I love that movie too.
Yeah, but I've hated some of his movies.
Yeah.
Like, really hated some of them. What was that one? The last one he did with Heath Ledger and Matt Damon.
Yeah, I didn't see it. It just didn't appeal to me, so.
I detested it. I was in the cinema. I couldn't stand how that movie even got made in the first place. It's such a despicable mess.
But I don't know. I just thought the trailer looked just like something else, so...
Well, I want to see it because Guy Heath Ledger's performance.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the appeal, but I don't know, I liked the trailer. Actually, going back to Scorsese, he's got Shutter Island coming out in October.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
That is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, people think that movie is like his typical style, but I kind of think it is. It looks, it reminds me about some of his other movies. It's got a Bringing Out the Dead kind of feel to it to me.
Yeah, kind of.
And yeah, I just think it's going to be great. Like, people seem to think that anything that hasn't got gangsters in it is automatically not very Scorsese, but I disagree with that.
No, me too. I liked, like, his Cape Fear remake.
Yeah, that was great.
That was pretty cool. Bring it on, I say. We've got... Actually, I'm looking forward to Zombieland, because that looks really insanely silly.
I wasn't interested in that until I saw the most recent Red Band trailer.
Yeah.
And now I really want to see it.
I just was like, whoa. The thing is,
I'm very... In this day and age, I'm very skeptical of zombie movies.
Mm.
I think they've gone past their expiration point, in a way.
Looks really, like, just silly, stupid fun, so...
No, but to me, they've become just kind of, like... I love George Romero movies of zombies, and I do love Shaun of the Dead, but it's gotten to a point where ever since Shaun of the Dead, everything's just ironic. It's all ironic zombies.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're funny, like Fido and all those kind of movies. I'm just over, like, that take on zombies. I really can't stand it. I want my zombies, if it's going to be a movie of zombies in it, I want them to be scary and threatening. I don't want to see anymore, like, oh, it's a funny zombie.
It's a funny zombie, I can definitely understand your point there. One movie I'm going to shit all over when it comes out is New Moon, and I don't really give a shit who's listening to this who loves that crap. Go to hell.
I'm still gonna bother watching it. I haven't seen Twilight. I'm not gonna watch New Moon.
Watch Twilight. I fucking hate it. It's fucking.
Serves you right in a way.
I mean,
you're gonna.
Hey.
You're always going to hate it, with me, I just know I'm going to hate it, so I'm not going to bother.
It's just the biggest piece of crap. It just, it was like, it was hilariously awful, but it was just really awful. Yeah. So New Moon can kiss my moon.
Your reviews are going to, it's going to suck pretty bad. It's 2012, sorry.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I think Roland Emmerich, he peaked at Universal Soldier. No, wait, maybe not. Okay, let's see.
Stargate.
Universal Soldier was great. Stargate was good as well. And ID4 I enjoyed when it came out.
Yeah, I liked it when it came out, but not so much when I've watched it recently.
Godzilla, absolutely awful.
Awful.
The Patriot was lame. He directed that.
Yeah.
What else did he make? That stupid Day After Tomorrow movie.
Yeah, that wasn't the best. It was okay.
Oh, was that... Jake Gyllenhaal was getting chased by cold air. It was the stupidest movie ever. And...
That
what else was there?
10,000 BC, which I didn't watch.
Oh, I was excruciating that movie.
Yeah, no thank you.
That is so terrible. You should watch it sometime. It's not interesting. No. It's not fun even. It's not even fun to watch and take the piss out of.
No, it's alright.
And now 2012 looks to be ridiculous as well. This is like he seems to think that kind of crazy attachment to landmarks or something, so that when we see them get destroyed, we're all overcome with emotion.
Sad about it. Yeah,
but it's so stupid to see an earthquake crack all the way up the Sistine Chapel painting, and it just looks so retarded.
I'm just probably going to skip it.
Why doesn't he focus on less on destroying landmarks and more on human beings in strife?
I don't know.
Why I liked War of the Worlds, because it wasn't focusing on destroying landmarks, it was focusing on
a family. It.
Really?
Yeah, I was not really.
I really liked it, and I.
No, I kind of walked away just feeling, yeah.
I really liked that movie, and it had a focus on the actual family dynamic. It felt.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to punch Dakota Fanning in the face in that movie. I just found her so irritating. I mean, I like her, but in that movie, I just didn't like her.
Oh, she's just a little girl. She's
She was just
she's in the middle of an alien invasion.
Yeah, I just found her so insanely annoying.
She did alright.
She was just insanely annoying.
Fair enough. I didn't find that, but...
Yeah, well, we all have our different opinions, and you're not telling me that I'm a complete idiot for not liking it, and I'm not calling you a complete idiot for liking it, so... At least we can... Yes, at least we can talk about things... like civilized human beings. Although, me and you are not really that civilized.
I killed a bunch of people today.
Yeah.
That was a very civilized thing when I did that.
Yeah, I turned into a vampire last night and I, did away with a lot of people, and then when the sun came out, I didn't glitter, I burnt, so I had to run inside.
Did you? I just finished watching season one of True Blood.
Did you love it?
I know I'm behind, but yes, I loved it.
I loved it too. I'm almost caught up on season two, but obviously I'm not going to tell you what's going on.
I'm just going to wait for the Blu-ray to come out, I just don't.
Yeah.
If I know I'm at like a show, I don't want to start downloading it or anything, because I just want to watch it.
Yeah.
But.
Fair enough.
Let's see. There's also The Box is out this year.
Yeah.
Drinking will be good.
I'm not looking forward to it, but I don't know. It could go either way.
I'm not convinced by him. I thought Donnie Darko was overrated. Really fucking overrated. And
actually,
what was the next movie you made?
I didn't see that one. Movie was, Southland.
I love the fact that Richard Kelly was so in love with himself that his next project after making Donnie Darko was re-editing Donnie Darko, making a director's cut release. Even like Ridley Scott waits 10 years to bring out his director's cuts. This guy's like, okay, I'm going to bring it out now. So you give it a break.
I was going to bring up some movies, but they're coming out next year, because I was looking forward to Daybreakers, which is a vampire movie, but it comes out in January.
Oh, is that coming out next year?
Yeah. And The Book of Eli looked really good as well, and that's coming out next year.
I'm looking forward to that too.
The trailer was just like, whoa.
Tron Legacy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't know when that's coming out, but that...
It'll be next year, but that was like the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. I had zero interest in it, and I saw that trailer, and I was just like, oh my god.
Yeah, same with me. Well, I didn't know that there was this guy called Joseph Kosinski directing it, and he's directed some really great trailers for video games, which I've absolutely adored, like some trailers for Gears of War and stuff like that. And if I'd known it was him, and he'd go on to direct real feature movies, then I would have been excited. But now that I know this, I can't wait.
Mm.
In fact, a couple of friends of mine, we're all discussing it, and we think he would be the perfect person to direct a Halo movie.
Halo movie?
Yeah, much more perfect than Neil Blomkamp, even. Mm. Because, for one, he's already worked with Microsoft in the past, making trailers for their games.
Yep.
And just the look and style of that Tron footage just sort of suited Halo perfectly. Mm. Anyway, I don't know how much you're into video games, but yeah, I'll just go off topic with video games.
No, that's okay. Well, I think we've covered most of the movies, like the good ones that we're looking forward to. I can't really think of anything else.
It's got to be more than that. I'm looking forward to something else.
Well, Up hasn't come out here, so there's always that.
It's Up, yep. Up's going to be good.
So, I don't know, for like a sort of romantic comedy type movie, I thought 500 Days of Summer looked pretty good.
Well, I really like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I love him so much, and I'd watch him wash the dishes or something for 2 hours.
I think he's a great actor, and I like that he's getting a bit more play nowadays.
Well, that movie looked really good, so...
Yeah, and he's in G.I. Joe, which he plays Cobra Commander.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing G.I. Joe whenever that would be. It just looks like...
I watched it on Thursday. Mm. It's very, very much dumb fun.
Yeah, like, that's all I want out of a movie like that.
Don't go into that movie expecting to see Siriano or something and you might be entertained.
Yeah, well, I'm expecting something better than Transformers 2, which I'm sure this movie is. So.
I think it's easily better than Transformers 2.
Yeah, it looks a lot better than Transformers 2.
But it is still a ridiculous movie.
Yeah, but I like ridiculous from time to time.
There's sections in which people are having fight scenes and they stop to have a flashback of themselves fighting in another flashback.
Wicked.
And then it comes... Yeah, it's really great. And
has
there was
sold.
You know the scene that they show in the trailers with them running through Paris in the powered-up suits?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably like the best action scene I've seen this year so far.
Oh, okay. It just...
Really cool.
It just looks like fun, so... Yeah. What the hell?
It's good. It's
really
awesome.
Will go enjoy it.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anything else that's coming out that I want to see. I think that's pretty much covered it, really.
Do you know if the Fantastic Mr. Fox is going to come out this year?
It's January. Well, according to IMDb, it's January.
That movie looks great.
I liked the trailer. That was pretty cool.
You're not a fan of...
Hey?
Of Wes Anderson. You're not a fan of that director?
Yeah.
See, I really like his movies, but I wasn't interested in that movie at all until I saw the trailer. I thought it looked...
I didn't really have any feelings, but I liked the trailer. It was really just something different.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know.
I mean, it's...
We'll see when it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit different than what he's normally done, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Slightly different. It's a kid's story.
Well, yeah, I mean, considering he's, the movies he's done before. Considering what he's done before, it's completely different. But, yeah, I'll definitely give it a shot.
I like the cast. George Clooney, Jason Schwartzman, Bill Murray, Meryl Streep. That's a pretty damn good cast. Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else to look forward to.
Hey, do you like George Clooney?
I like George.
He's quite great.
I mean, I don't, love him in the way that a lot of women love him for his looks.
I enjoy his
presence, his performance in movies.
Yeah. What's your favourite George Clooney movie? I can tell you.
What's yours?
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, definitely. He's just the coolest guy in that movie.
Yeah, he's great. He's a bastard, but he's also great at the same time.
He really is. That's a great, great movie.
And I love Michael Clayton. It's an excellent movie.
I haven't seen that yet.
Definitely check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah, I'd like to. I haven't seen Siriana, which I have in my collection. I haven't watched, and I'm just reminding myself to go watch it now.
Also, Out of Sight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's a cool actor. I've always liked him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Oh, and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There's another
one. Yeah, that was good. And he was also in Three Kings, which I actually liked.
Yes, Three Kings is excellent.
I'm not going to mention a certain movie he made in 1997.
Batman and Robin.
Yes.
No, I haven't even seen it.
That was awful, and he had nipples on the bat suit.
Yeah, well, that's not really his fault, I guess.
No, but like, I mean, the movie, everything about the movie is just wrong, so.
I think hatred for Joel Schumacher is a little bit too crazy, though. People always name-drop him as being a terrible, terrible director.
No, he's not. It's just that movie was shit.
Keep going on about, yeah, but who cares? It's just a freaking Batman movie. Like, he's given us Lost Boys, Falling Down, freaking Phone Booth. He's given us great movies.
I mean, I like him. I just don't like that movie.
Yeah, but a lot of people have disregarded his entire career based on that one movie.
Well, unfortunately, that happens. Really. I mean, we just forget that movie even exists in the Batman universe.
Yeah, well, I have forgotten that it exists because I've never watched it. I don't plan to.
Well, don't ever watch it. Never.
I'm not going to.
No.
I don't want to. It just looks like a waste of my time.
We just have to forget that it exists.
Yeah, but I'm not going to disregard Joel Schumacher.
No, he's made not at all.
Tigerland, 8mm, Falling Down,
Falling Down is amazing.
Huh?
Falling Down is an amazing movie.
It's brilliant. It's an excellent movie.
I think it's like an underrated gem that a lot of people don't know about.
It's one of my favourite movies of the 90s, I think.
Oh, I was blown away when I saw it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, the poor guy gets remembered for that, instead of getting remembered for all these ones we're naming.
Like, it's like, get over it, you dorks. Like, I know, it's like, you're really that, you know, it's just a bunch of Batman fanboys who can't get over the fact that he fucked it up. But yeah, alright, he still made
Just ignore that movie and, you know.
Lost Boys, you know.
Yeah, what have we got? Lost Boys. Yeah, we said that.
Yeah.
There's Flatliners, there's The Client, A Time to Kill. They're really great movies.
Yeah, they're all great. So, people...
I mean, Batman Forever was okay. I said Batman Forever was okay.
It
wasn't like Batman and Robin bad.
No, I didn't mind that movie, but I don't really...
I mean... I mean, last time I saw it, I was just kind of a bit phased by it, but I had just seen The Dark Knight, so...
To be honest, I don't really enjoy any of those old Batman movies. Even the Tim Burton ones, don't really care about them.
Really?
Yeah,
I loved them, because I grew up with those movies.
Yeah, I was in a huge... I liked the first Batman a bit when I was a kid, but the second one I didn't like.
Oh, I loved them. I, was obsessed with Batman, and I wanted to be Catwoman.
No.
That was my childhood.
Batman Begins in the Dark Knight, miles and miles ahead of those movies.
Well, they are pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah.
But, poor Joel Schumacher, who's made some great movies.
And he gets remembered for one terrible one.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that happens in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But not and even
either
if
way,
they're like...
Even if that movie is terrible, it still had a great soundtrack.
Oh, I love the soundtrack. I own the soundtrack. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Yeah.
Had some great Smashing Pumpkins songs on there.
Yeah, it had Smashing Pumpkins. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's a great movie soundtrack.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens with bad films. They have awesome music in them.
Yeah. Like Queen of the Damned.
Oh, I really didn't like that movie.
Yeah, it was, pretty cheap.
I don't even think I could finish it. It was pretty awful.
Oh, I watched it at the cinema, so I didn't really have much of a chance.
Really?
Choice. I'm not the type to walk out of movies. I never have.
When you compare it to, Interview with the Vampire, it's just no chance, mate.
Yeah. No. Do you know what I really hate? People who ask for their money back at the movies if they see a bad movie. It's like, it's not the theater's fault that you saw you chose a bad movie and didn't like it. Like, go get lost. I always hear people say, oh, I walked out and got my money back. It's like, why? You went in there and you viewed it, but for better or worse, that's what you paid for.
That's
you
what
can't
it is.
Just, you can't untake those memories and then, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a case where you got to live with the bad decision.
You should have known better, exactly.
Yeah, learn your lesson for next time kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean...
Yeah, so I've never done that.
I don't think I have.
I wouldn't... Like, it's like... What does the cinema deserve to lose money based on your ignorance? I don't get it. The cinema's not the cinema's fault.
I don't know. The cinema's overcharged these days.
Yeah, but then go. Then they shouldn't go to the movies unless you're certain you're going to like something.
Yeah, I mean, in the case of Transformers 2, we pre-bought the ticket, so we didn't know what we're in for, because that was before all the bad press.
I knew I was in for it, but, and I went anyway, because, you know, I mean, I just watch everything that comes out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't regret seeing it, but it was just a big disappointment in that case.
Yeah, well,
but I mean, I saw it, so...
I watched it at IMAX, so...
I saw it at IMAX, too.
Yeah.
And I got to see John Turturro's bum on IMAX, which I think I complained about last time, but it still gives me nightmares.
It would be worth it if he stopped and said, no one fucks with Jesus. Just as he did that.
Well, we will have to wrap up this amazingly awesome podcast.
This is a pretty long one too, right? It's going to have to be broken into like 7 parts or something.
Yeah, probably. It's about the same length as our first one, but that just goes to show we have lots to talk about. We have, you know, I mean, we offer our opinions and people can either accept them or not accept them.
Well, just have fun.
You know, enjoy what we have to say. You can agree or disagree. And you can feel free to send me fan mail or hate mail.
Don't worry about the hate mail, though. Just keep that to yourself.
No, if anyone wants to send me hate mail, please do, because I find it hilarious and I'll laugh about it.
Yes.
Okay. That's what it's worth. It's worth to laugh over.
You know what we did this time around is we stayed on topic for the most part.
We did. We discussed all the topics we wanted to, although towards the end we have kind of gone a bit off topic. We've discussed all sorts of things from George Clooney to Batman to Joel Schumacher, and just, one thing's led to another, pretty much.
Yeah, but we got all the we got our Public Enemies discussion out of the way.
Yes, we talked about Inglourious Basterds, and we talked about some exploitation.
Yeah, and that's all that counts.
And really, that's all the cool stuff. And we even got to mention Lauren Avedon yet again.
And Van Damme.
And Van Damme and Shou Kasugi. Because that's how cool we are.
Next episode, we have to mention Don the Dragon Bolson or something. Otherwise, he'll get upset for being in the airtime.
We'll have an action-packed one next time you join me.
Okay, well, we would have both seen District 9 by then, I take it.
Probably, and hopefully, I don't know, depends when we do it again, maybe, Bastards I would have seen.
Oh, yes.
And I can, rave about it, because I know I'm going to.
Well, we'll see, because, like, you never know, some people might not like it as much as I do, but I really love the hell out of it.
There's no way I can see myself hating it.
Yeah.
Great
soundtrack once again, by the way.
I seriously love every single Tarantino soundtrack.
Yeah, they're all
good. I love them. I listen to them all the time. They are the best movie soundtracks of all time. The best.
Which one's the best, do you reckon? I think Jackie Brown.
My personal favourite is probably Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, that's a great soundtrack.
I love that one.
But I really love the Jackie Brown soundtrack.
That's also very good. I mean, Pulp Fiction is good too.
Oh, I love Pulp Fiction.
Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 are great. Yeah, and Death Proof is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yay, we've managed to go off topic again.
Yay! Alright, anyway, until next time.
Until next time, I don't really have a cool line to close it with. Do you have a cool line to close the show with?
No.
maybe
next... Okay, that's our homework for next episode, is to come up with a cool line to say afterwards.
Yeah, but I'll just say over and out. Catch you later.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah, fuck you, San Diego.
Bye.
Bye.